What it meant I was unable to say. These words pronounced, the chief officer went below again. I thought the Nautilus was about to resume its underwater navigating, so I went down the hatch and back through the gangways to my stateroom. 5 days passed in this way with no change in our situation. Every morning I climbed onto the platform. The same phrase was pronounced by the same individual. Captain Nemo did not appear. I was pursuing the policy that we had seen the last of him, when on November 16, while re-entering my stateroom with Ned and Conseil, I found a note addressed to me on the table. I opened it impatiently. It was written in a script that was clear and neat, but a bit old English in style, its characters reminding me of German calligraphy. The note was worded as follows. Professor Aronnax, aboard the Nautilus, November 16, 1867. Captain Nemo invites Professor Aronnax on a hunting trip that will take place tomorrow morning in his Crespo Island forests. He hopes nothing will prevent the professor from attending, and he looks forward with the pleasure to the professor's companions joining him. Captain Nemo, commander of the Nautilus. A hunting trip? Ned exclaimed. And in his forest on Crespo Island, Conseil added. But does this mean the old boy goes ashore? Ned Land went on. That seems to be the gist of it, I said, rereading the letter. Well, we've got to accept it, the Canadian answered. Once we're on solid ground, we'll figure out a course of action. Besides, it wouldn't pain me to eat a couple of slices of fresh venison.